Okay, tonight we're going to talk about the type of beged that requires tzitzis, or that one should use when wearing tzitzis. There's no real direct connection to this time of year or anything. I just figured we needed something to fill in before we get to Pesach Shirum. Baruch Hashem, next week we'll already be moving on to Pesach, and then the week after that will be the Haggadah Shir. This is just what you have in front of you is an unedited chapter from the Sefer that I plan on publishing soon. And because the Sefer deals with tzitzis and tefillin and tefillah, so I just took a chapter relating to an inyan relating to tzitzis. It actually came up recently. Someone came over to me at the Halb dinner a few weeks ago, one of the outstanding rebbeim in the Halb Elementary School, Rabbi Gershon Kramer, probably the most outstanding rabbi for many, many decades in Halb, and he asked if there's any posek that I know of maybe in the YU world or in anywhere that thinks that mesh tzitzis are kosher, that you can wear mesh tzitzis and be yotze the mitzvah and not be saying a bracha levatela. So I said, it happens to be. I just wrote a chapter in that yesterday, so I was able to discuss it. Now, it's not only about mesh tzitzis, though. There's other materials. One of the things when the yeshiva bachur sometimes decides to get a little more serious, all of a sudden his cotton tzitzis are traded in for wool tzitzis. So is that a thing? Is that something that a person should be doing, to trade in the cotton tzitzis for the wool tzitzis? There are gedolei olam that wear cotton tzitzis, that keep every chumrah in the book that you could ever imagine, every chumrah in the book and outside of the book, and do not wear wool tzitzis. Wear cotton tzitzis. What would possibly be behind such a mahalich? If you're going to keep every chumrah, why not keep this chumrah as well? Is there any reason dafka not to keep this chumrah? So the Torah tells us, "Vaslem tzitzis al kanfei big day hem." The Torah says that you have to have tzitzis on the corners of your beged, but the Torah never identifies exactly, well, it sort of does, but not explicitly, what is called a beged that's going to be chayiv in tzitzis. So the first thing we're going to discuss is what types of begadim are chayiv midarais in tzitzis, what types of begadim are chayiv only midrabanan in tzitzis, and what types of begadim are not chayiv at all in tzitzis. And then we're going to discuss, okay, there are certain things that are only chayiv midrabanan in tzitzis, not daraisa, l'may nafkamina. Meaning we say a bracha and a mitzvah drabanan. We certainly do mitzvah drabanan. So let's say I have a beged that's made out of a material that's not chayiv midaraisa in tzitzis, but is chayiv midrabanan. I still do all the same things that I would do with a beged that were chayiv midaraisa in tzitzis. Is there any nafkamina between them? Then we're going to discuss, is there any reason to be makbid on a specific material? Dafka to wear wool, dafka not to wear wool. Is there any reason specifically to be makbid one way or the other? And then at the end, hopefully, if we have time, we'll get to the issues. I'm confident we'll have time. We'll get to the issues relating to the mesh tzitzis. What are the halachic problems with it? Is there anyone, in fact, that does paskin that it's okay and that one can recite a bracha, a birch samitzvah on it, without being concerned for a bracha levatala? So the basic sugya is the sugya Maseches Menachos Daf Lamed Tesav and Beis. The Gemara points out that Rava asked the following stira. Ksiv haknaf min knaf, uksiv tsemur pishtim. On the one hand, the Torah implies that the strings and the beged should be of matching material, and on the other hand, the Torah says tsemur pishtim, that only wool and linen are considered a beged. Haketzad tsemur pishtim potrim bein b'minan bein shalo b'minan. That the Rava therefore explains what the Torah is teaching us is that if you have strings of tzemer upishtim, then those strings will work for any type of beged. Shar minim b'minim potrim, shalom minim ein potrim. If you have cotton strings, let's say, instead of shar minim, I'm just going to translate it as cotton because that's the most common example. If you have cotton strings, it's only going to work for a cotton beged. But wool and linen could work for a beged made out of any material. Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman disagrees. He says, the Tanur Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Hol v'nemru begadim b'torah stam. Since the Torah specifically just, or very generally, uses the term begadim, upir l'chakas v'echmem, tzemer upishtim, av kol tzemer upishtim. And in one specific place, the Torah identifies a beged as being defined as wool and linen, so we assume that the definition of the word beged from a Torah perspective is wool and linen, and that's it. then nothing else is considered a beged min haTorah. So essentially what we have here is a machlokas amarayim. You have a machlokas between Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav holds all types of begadim are chayiv and tzitzis mida or raisa. It's just a question of what the strings need to be made out of in order to patur the begad, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rav Nachman says, no, tzemeru pishtim are chayiv mida or raisa. Nothing else is chayiv mida or raisa in tzitzis. Good, that is the machloka. So the major question is going to be, how do we paskin? Meaning, if we want to know, is a cotton beged chayiv and tzitzis midaraisa? If I want to know, when I put on a cotton beged in the morning, am I being yotzei a mitzvah daraisa, or am I being yotzei only a mitzvah midrabanan? I need to know, do we paskin like Rava, or do we paskin like Rav Nachman? If we paskin like Rava, I'm being yotzei a mitzvah daraisa. If we paskin like Rav Nachman, I'm being yotzei only a mitzvah midrabanan. The Rambam, in the third paragraph of Hilchos Tzitzis Halacha Beis, writes, Aval talis shel shar minin, kegon, Big day meshi, u big day tzemer gefen, u big day tzemer gemalim, v'tzemer arnavim, v'notzer shalizim, whether it be cotton or any other type of material, chiyotiben, ein chayeves b'mitzvah tzitzis ela midivrei chachamin, kedei lizar b'mitzvah tzitzis. He says two important things. First of all, that shar minim, everything besides for wool and linen, is only chayv midrabanan. Your cotton tzitzis are only chayv midrabanan, the Rambam says. But then he adds a little more, a few key words. Why? What were the Rabbanan thinking? What were the Rabbanan concerned about with to institute such a din? If the Torah didn't require one to put on tzitzis and such begadim, why did the Rabbanan choose to make such a din? Kedei lihizoher b'mitzvah tzitzis. In order that a person will be careful to make sure to always do the mitzvah of tzitzis. Meaning, if one doesn't put on tzitzis on his cotton frocks, you know, or whatever they would wear, smocks, I don't know, whatever that had four corners on it, if one wouldn't put it on his cotton begadim, he wouldn't put it on his wool or linen ones either. We don't want to be mezalzel in the real mitzvah of wool and linen, so as a safeguard, all your begadim, even your cotton begadim, should require tzitzis on a drabanan level. But midaraisa, only the wool. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid writes, Kamadumani shezehu kelech v'lo mechuver. He says, I don't think this is at all true. I think the Rambam is incorrect. So essentially, the Rambam passes like Rav Nachman, only tzemer pishtim schayiv daraisa. The Ravid disagrees. Beis Yosef quotes a whole bunch of other shitos, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, paskin like Rava. Now, why would you paskin like Rava over here? So there is a rule in halacha that even though Rav Nachman does get precedence in certain areas of halacha, for example, we have Hilchsuk Rav Nachman Bedini. When it comes to Dini Mamnus, we paskin like Rav Nachman. This is very much not Dini Mamnus. Rava was from a later generation of Amoraim, and the halacha is Hilchsuk Kibasra'a. When we're dealing with multiple generations of Amoraim, we follow the latest generation of Amoraim to follow the Psak halacha. And the reason for that is, it's the theory of the midget standing on the shoulders of giants, that the later generations heard what the earlier generations had to say, and they took it all into account, and still formulated an opinion, so that opinion carries the day normally. So the Beis Yosef just points out, so we should really paskin like Rava. So Beis Yosef writes, and it is in the bottom of page 1 over here, the last paragraph, Kasva Beis Yosef Zeloshono, Hatosos Kasu Sherashi V'Rabbeinu Tam Pasku Karava, Shekol Minei Begadim Chayavim Betzitzim Mera Torah, Mishum Davi Basra, that Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, they all paskin like Rava, that all begadim, cotton tzitzis, are also chayiv min haTorah, because Rava's the later opinion, v'chein kasav Mordechai, b'shem Ri, v'chein pasuk smag, v'chein das harash. Essentially, all the gedolei Ashkenaz paskin this way, that a cotton beged is chayiv in tzitzis midoraisa. V'tama ala Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, lama pasuk Rav Nachman, kiven de Rabin pligi alei, Rav Yehuda v'rachva v'rava. I don't understand, why would it be that the Rif would paskin? The Rush doesn't understand. Why would it be that the Rif would paskin like Rav Nachman? Not only is he not the Basra'a, there are many opinions in the Gemara, there are many Shitos and Amoraim that all disagree with Rav Nachman. You're going to tell me there's a ton of debate Rabbi Shmuel that supports Rav Nachman? Yeah, and there's another ton of debate Rabbi Shmuel that goes against Rav Nachman. So he says, I don't understand why on earth, the Beis Yosef writes, I don't understand why on earth the Rif would paskin like Rav Nachman over here, it makes no sense. The Rambam also passes like Rav Nachman, it makes no sense. Says Beis Yosef, so what do I do if all the Gedolei Ashkenaz, Rashi and Tosfos, and they all paskin like Rava, and every Svara tells you to paskin like Rava, but the Rambam and the Rif paskin like Rav Nachman inexplicably? Says Beis Yosef, Mikol Makom, Kivadar Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, Var Rambam Kaimi Bechad Shitasa, Hachi Naktinan. If the Rambam and the Rif agree to something, we hold that way, says Beis Yosef. I don't care how many kashas I have on it. I don't care if it makes any sense to me. I don't care how many different Rishonim you could align that outvote them. Irrelevant. We paskin like the Rambam and the Rif. This is brings you back to what the Beis Yosef writes in his Hakdama, in his introduction to the Sefer. Beis Yosef, so it's well known that the Beis Yosef writes that his Derech and Psak Halacha in putting together the Sefer of Halacha is going to be that he's going to quote all the Rishonim, he's going to quote what all the different Rishonim say, and he gives a long list. He says, not all the Rishonim, but then he gives a list of like 40 or so that he's going to quote very, very frequently. And he says, but when it comes down to it, I'm only going to pass on like the majority opinion of the Rambam, Rif, and Rash. So many of us have heard that, but probably haven't seen it inside, or at least in a while. So if you look in the footnote on the bottom of page 1, in the little letters, so I just quoted the Lashon of the Beis Yosef, where he explains why he made that decision. It's a very interesting decision. Here he's putting a Sefer together of all the different Shittos and Rishonim, and he decides, okay, so we're only going to listen to three of them. What? Why would you only listen to three of them if you have all of them out there? So he writes as follows, Va'ala b'dayti, Sha'achar kol advarim efso kalacha, Va'achriya ben asvaros. He says, I have to paskin. You can't just leave everything up in the air and just quote all the opinions. The whole purpose of my life's work, says Beis Yosef, is that all of Judaism should have one place to look. We should have Torah Achas. We should all have agreement as to how to paskin. V'ra'isi shem banu lomar shenachriya din bein aposkim betainos v'rayos talmudios. He says, if I'm going to start getting into the lundas and start deciding, should I pass like that, Rishon like this, Rishon, I have a raya from this Gemara, I have a raya from that Gemara, I have a kasha here. Hinei atosos v'chidush ha-ramban v'arashpa v'aranzal milayim tainos v'rayos l'kalachas me'adeos. The Rishonim themselves did that too. All of the Gedolei Rishonim are full of Rayos and Tainos, why their position is right, the other position is wrong. Three questions on that one, five questions on that. They all have it. Umiza Shayerov Liba Lageshus Lahosef Tainos for Rayos. What am I going to contribute? I'm going to bring another Raya. What? One that's better than the ones that Ramban brought. One that's better than the ones that the Rashba brought. And I'm going to decide between giants, Alpitainos for Rayos, based on my own logic, based on my own thoughts, based on my own ideas. Lister mashabiru heim ol achriyav mashalo achriyu heim, to contradict what they said or to decide on things that they didn't decide on. Ki bavonosenu harabim katzer matzah sechleinu lahavin devrayim kol shkein lishakim aleihem. Our seichel doesn't have the ability to even understand what the Rishonim said. Kal v'chomer, to argue on what the Rishonim said. V'lo od ela shafilu aya efshal anu lidroch derech zeh loya roi lahachzik ba l'fishi derech harucha biyoser. Furthermore, he says, you know how long the Beis Yosef is? We have a set of Tor Beis Yosef in the back over there. It takes up a whole shelf, and they're very giant books. He says, I can't even imagine how long the book would have to be. If I'm not only going to have to quote all the Shittos in the Rishonim, I'm going to have to start bringing all the Rayos back and forth and every idea and start fleshing out everything. He said, even if it was the proper path, it's a derech arucha biyoser. This would make learning very, very difficult. V'lechein hiskamti b'da'ati kilios shlosha samudei ara asher habayis beis Yisrael nishraleim b'horoseyem. So I decided to go with the three pillars of hara'a that everyone always relies on. They are the Rif, the Rambam, and Rashzal. Amarti alibi shemakom sheshnayim maskimim ladas achas nifsok halacha kamosam. If they both agree to something, if two out of the three agree to something, that's how I'm going to paskin. Im lo b'miktsas mekomos shekol chach meisol rubam cholk maladasahu v'chein pashar aminim behabich. With rare exception, he does acknowledge that there are rare exceptions. Meaning there are times where the Rambam and the Rif might say something, and every other Rishon on earth says something else. He says, and the Minhag is not like the Rambam and the Rif. So in that case, I can't pass like the Rambam and the Rif. But for the most part, I'm going to pass like the majority between the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush. Why do I keep saying the Rambam and the Rif? Because that's the way it always comes out. The Rambam himself says that he always passes like the Rif. So the Beis Yosef rigged the system to lean Sephardic, obviously. The Rosh was Ashkenazi, the Rambam and the Rif were Sephardic, the Rosh was quasi-Ashkenazi, and the Beis Yosef says, I'm passing like the majority opinion, when the Rambam himself says, I'm always passing like the Rif. So it's not always, but he most often paskins like the Rif. So that's exactly what the Beis Yosef is doing over here. This was not enough. It was not enough evidence against the Rambam and the Rif for the Beis Yosef to break ranks. And therefore, even though there's every reason to believe that we should paskin like Rava and not like Rav Nachman, Beis Yosef says he paskins like Rav Nachman, that katan tzitzis are not, the katan begadim are not chayiv in tzitzis min haTorah. And therefore, it's no surprise in Siman Tes and Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein chayiv betzitzis min haTorah, ella beged pishtim o shel tzemer chalim, rechelim avol bigdei shar minim, ein chayiv betzitzis al mid rabbanon. No surprise that the Beis Yosef paskins that anything that's not wool or linen is pata from tzitzis min haTorah. However, it's also no surprise that the Ramah disagrees. Says Ramah, Yeshomrim dekulu chayavin midaraisa v'ha achi hilchasa. That other Rishonim, Tosfos, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, other Rishonim say that all begadim are chayiv midaraisa, including katan, and that is how we paskin. So it breaks down pretty simply along Sephardi and Ashkenazi lines. Now there is an interesting raya that the Arz HaChaim brings for the Shitas HaRamah. There's a Mishnah Meseches Klayim. You know, to bring that, to be able to bring a Raya in a Machlokas Rishonim from a Mishnah is pretty good. You know, from a Gemara is very good. You very rarely have that. From a Svara, okay. You know, from a Gemara, better. To bring a Raya from a Mishnah, you know, that's pretty good in a Machlokas Rishonim. He says, well, what's the Raya from the Mishnah? The Raya is, there's a Mishnah in the ninth Perek of Klayim that tells us, Ein Osir Mishum Klayim El Tzemer Pishtim. Shatness is only created when you put together Tzemer Pishtim. Veinu Matame Banagoyim El Tzemer Pishtim. Tzara'as on a Beged is only when you have Tzemer Pishtim. Ein Akwanim Lovshin the Shamis Beves Amigdash El Tzemer Pishtim. Kohanim wearing Big Day Kuhuna in the Beis Amigdash. Also, I guess that's a little related to Be'akal Pekude, so I feel okay. We got a little Inyana Diyama. So that also only Tzemer Pishtim. So the Mishnah apparently is trying to list off all the dinim that are nogea to only Tzemer Pishtim and not to anything else. Right? That here are the dinim where you need Dafka Tzemer Pishtim. And notice what's missing from the Mishnah. It doesn't say that Ein Chayavin Betzitzis Ela Tzemer Pishtim. So there's a raya to the Ramah, to the Shita of Rava, that everything is chayiv in tzitzis, even katan is chayiv in tzitzis, mida oraisa. Although it's not the greatest raya, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, you could easily be docha this raya, because all of the items mentioned in the Mishnah are not only limited to Tzemer Pishtim on a da oraisa level, they're limited to Tzemer Pishtim entirely. There is no din of tzara'as on begadim, by non-Tzemer Pishtim. It's not like you have Tzaras Midrabanan on cotton. There is no din of Shatnes Midrabanan when you're dealing with cotton. No, you only have it by Tzemer Pishtim, even on the Rabbanan level. So everyone agrees, at least Midrabanan, a cotton beggar is chayiv in tzitzis. Even the Mechaber agrees to that. Even Rav Nachman agrees to that. So maybe this Mishnah is not a Raya. You have to say the Mishnah is not a Raya. You can't imagine that there's a Machlokas Rishonim about which way to paskin in Amoraim, and an Achron is going to bring a Mishnah that no one thought of. You know, the Amoraim didn't think of the Mishnah to bring a Raya one way or the other. Obviously, it's not going to be a Raya one way or the other. How many generations do you have to go through? The Amoraim would have thought of that. That's why we don't often have Rayas from Mishnayas in determining a Machlokas between the Rishonim. Because who used Mishnayas to determine a Machlokas? Amoraim did that. Once we're past the Amoraim, they already figured out all the Mishnayas. We're not going to come up with a new Mishnah that's going to bring a Raya. L'may nafkamina, though. At the end of the day, if you were to take your cotton beged to a Sephardic rabbi and to an Ashkenazic rabbi, to the greatest Sephardic rabbi in the world, the former chief rabbi is in now, Rav Amar, you were to go to him, I don't know if he's the greatest Sephardic rabbi in the world or not, but he's a wonderful man, so you were to take your cotton beged to him and ask him if it's chayiv in tzitzis and whether you should say a bracha. The answer is absolutely yes, it's chayiv in tzitzis midrabanan, and you do say a bracha because we all agree that you say brachas on mitzvahs drabanan. That's why we say a bracha mikra megillah, we say brachas on mitzvahs on ner chanukah, on mitzvahs midrabanan. So beferish gemara in Shabbos, misach sukkah, we say brachas on mitzvahs drabanan. You take it to an Ashkenazi rabbi, he'll tell you it's chayiv in tzitzis midaraisa, absolutely yes, you say a bracha. L'may nafkaminas, Mishnah Berurah says three nafkaminas. Number one, Mishnah Berurah says nafkamina is there a kunz in dafka trying to be makbid on wearing a wool beged? Meaning, of course a cotton beged is chayiv in tzitzis and you could say a brach on it, but are you getting the highest level mitzvah available to you? If you hold like the mechaber, the highest level mitzvah available to you is the mitzvah d'oraisa, so better to wear wool. According to the Ramah, No need for that. Cotton is the highest available mitzvah. It's no better to wear wool than it is to wear cotton. They're both chayiv, mida oraisa. That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, the classic nafkamina, whenever you have machlokas, whether a din is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, classic nafkamina is, what do you do b'makom safek? Let's say you're not sure. You're not sure if it's the proper shear to be chayiv in tzitzis. You're not sure about whatever safek might come up. In terms of tzitzis, if it's a din d'oraisa, you have to be machmir misafek. But if a cotton beged is only chayv midrabanan, so then you could be mekel misafek. A third nafkamina, the Mishnah Berurah points out, which is a very interesting nafkamina. Let's say a person is only wearing his tzitzis as a shirt, meaning this used to be the beged that they would wear. So he's wearing his tzitzis as his shirt. He doesn't have another shirt on. He's got sleeves on it or something. I don't know. Somehow it covers his body appropriately. And then one of the corners snaps. And he's in a public place. So you're not allowed to wear a beged of dal kanfos without tzitzis. So he's in violation of a din when he continues to wear that shirt without tzitzis. Should he remove his shirt in a public place and walk around without a shirt on until he can find a place where he can go and get a new shirt? Is he obligated to suffer that indignity? We're assuming it used to be a modest society where that was something that would be considered an indignity, right? So does he have to suffer such an indignity? Well, if it's a d'oraisa, if the beggar is chayv mi d'oraisa, the halach is Gemara Sugim Brachos tells us in Chachma and Etzei and Tfuna Neged Hashem that our own covenant of Brios is irrelevant when we're dealing with our Raisas. When you're dealing with the covenant of the Ribbono Shalom, the covenant of the Ribbono Shalom matters a lot more than our own covenant. But if it's only Midrabanan, so the Gemara over there says that Gado covenant of Brios, that it's Docha Lo Sasei Shabbatara. Covenant of Brios is so important that it could be Docha, Lo Sasei Shabbatara. Then the Gemara says, really, Shabbatara? The Gemara says, no, not really, just Lo Sasei, just Midrabanan. But it could be Docha, Din Derabanan. So whenever you're dealing with the Din Derabanan, your dignity takes precedence over the Din Derabanan. So that would be a third nafkamina. If the string snapped on one of the corners of your cotton tzitzis, do you have to remove them in public? If a cotton tzitzis are chayv midoraisa, like the Ramah, then you would have to remove them. It would be a chumrah, according to the Ramah. If cotton tzitzis are chayiv only midrabanan, like the mechaber, you would not have to remove them. You'd be able to leave them on. Good. Now that we paskin like the Ramah, because assuming, you know, we're all Ashkenazim, we paskin like the Ramah, so I certainly see how the Mishnah Berurah writes that according to the mechaber, it makes sense to want to be machmir and do the mitzvah d'oraisa as opposed to mitzvah d'rabanan. But the Ramah holds that they're both d'oraisa. So why is it that so many Ashkenazi yeshiva bachrim are wearing wool tzitzis? Do they find it more comfortable? That would be very weird if they found that more comfortable, because it's objectively less comfortable. So why is it that that people wear wool tzitzis? So Rav Sternbach has a tshuva where he tries to identify four different reasons that people might be makbid to wear wool tzitzis. This is a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Tshuva Sven Hagos, Simin Yud Ches. And he essentially says as follows. First of all, he says that the Mishkanos Yaakov Paskins, even though he's an Ashkenazi rabbi, like the Rambam and the Mechaber. And just in case we paskin against the Rambam on this issue, you know, even some Ashkenazi rabbi might paskin against the Rambam on this issue, so it's kedai to be machmir. You know, he goes through the whole issue of bi'idan mitcha, that the Gemara tells us that, you know, technically, strictly speaking, one does not have to wear tzitzis at all. As long as you don't have a beggar of dalit kanfos, you don't have to wear tzitzis. You only have to wear tzitzis if you happen to be wearing a beggar of dalit kanfos. It happens to be that it's no longer the style nowadays to wear a beggar of dalit kanfos. So really, strictly speaking, a person does not have to wear tzitzis at all. So why is it that we're so makbid about this? Why do yeshivas do tzitzis checks on the kids in the elementary schools and, you know, the high schools? Why does anyone care? You know, they have so many bigger things that they're violating. You know, they should do Lashon Hara checks. You know, that's so many more violations. Okay, he doesn't wear tzitzis. Why is it such a big deal? So the reason it's a big deal is because the Gemara Maseches Menachos points out that b'idan ritcha, that when it comes time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he starts checking which mitzvahs we volunteer. Meaning it's true, when everything is just going swimmingly and everything's just moving along in the standard way. So, okay, so you didn't do the mitzvah, you didn't volunteer to do a mitzvah that you're not chayiv in. No big deal. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry and he's thinking, should I punish them, should I not punish them? So that's when he starts looking at the list of volunteer mitzvahs. So tzitzis is a volunteer mitzvah, protects us, b'din ritcha. So says Rav Sternbach, probably not if it's only a mitzvah mitrabana. A volunteer mitzvah would probably only protect us if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. I don't know how Rav Shmuel knows that, but that's what he suggests. Second reason he suggests, even if it's true it's possible to hold like the Rambam and the Mechaber, that the Shar Minim are only chayiv midrabanan, he says, think about what the Rambam said. Why are they chayiv midrabanan? Why are Shar Minim chayiv midrabanan? The Rambam gave a reason. Because if you don't put tzitzis on your cotton begadim, you're going to end up being mezalzel in semer pishtim as well. So says Rav Sternbach, so why would you wear a cotton begad? That by definition is being mezalzel in semer pishtim. Meaning you should dafkaf semer pishtim. If the whole reason to put it on the cotton begad is that you don't come to be mezalzel in semer pishtim, so then just wear it semer pishtim. Don't be mezalzel in semer pishtim. It's a little difficult to understand what he means by that. What do you mean? When the Rambam says that you're going to come to Mizal's and Tzemer Pishtim, he's imagining a closet full of clothing, of smocks that are all four-cornered garments. Some are cotton, and some are tzemer, and some are pishtim. So if you don't put on this baggage, you're not going to put on that baggage, and you're going to walk out with dalet kanfos without tzitzis. It's not called being mezalzel and Tzemer Pishtim to choose not to wear a baggage of Tzemer Pishtim. So that's a little bit difficult to understand. Third, Rav Sternbach suggests that there is a shita that wool strings, when we don't have tcheles, only work for a wool baget. So if that's true, if you were to hold such a shita, that it's true. The Gemara says explicitly that according to Rava, that every baget is chayiv and tzitzis midoraisa, and even according to Rav Nachman, that only tzemer pishtim is chayiv and tzitzis Midal Raisa, wool and linen strings cover every baget, will work for every baget. But there is a shita that's only true, kol zman, that there's tcheles. But when there's no tcheles, then wool strings will only work for a wool baget. Wool strings will not work for every baget. So if that's the case, and you're going to have wool strings, then you'd want to be makbid to have a wool baget, to be choshish for such a das yachid. And then he says, part of the requirement of Ushmartim Esa Mitzvahs is to try to be machmir for all shitos and not to be somech al rov deos. Meaning, when a person is deciding what type of chumras to take, so the type of chumras you take are not just to invent things out of thin air. You find an area in halacha where there's machlokas, and you're machmir for the shita, even if it's a shita duchuya. It's a shita that's been advarid, you're machmir for that shita. That's the definition of an appropriate type of chumra. So he says this would fit the bill as an appropriate type of chumra. None of them are particularly compelling reasons to dafka be makbid on semer, because there are thousands of chumras you could take. You know how many deos there are in Rishonim that are rejected by the Ramah, or that are rejected by the Shulchan Aruch? We're rarely makbid for all the deos. Yeah, so there are people that are extremely, extremely machmir about a number of issues, you know, briskers and the like. But for regular people, it seems like a little much to assume that you have to be machmir even if it's directly rejected. And not only that, there seems to be a major reason in the other direction. The Rav Moshe writes, Rav Moshe writes that certainly according to the Ramah, We pass like Rov Rishonim. All begadim are chayv midaraisa. You can go with a beggar of Sharminim. There's no problem at all. It's a hiddur to be mekayim the mitzvah, so you can be somech on the Ramah, meaning the whole thing is a hiddur. The whole fact that we wear tzitzis is a hiddur. Certainly for that, you can be somech on the Ramah, not to be makbid on tzemer. But he says, ha-machmir tava lov bracha. You want to be machmir to wear wool? Okay, you're being yotzi another sheet in Rishonim, tava lov bracha. Certainly no criticism for someone who won't want to do it. But then the question becomes, what about in the summertime? In the summertime, it gets very, very hot in certain places. Certainly, let's say, for example, in Bnei Brak. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is makbid for every chumrah in the book, and he wears cotton tzitzis. He doesn't wear wool tzitzis. So what's the svara? So there were those who suggested his svara is that he lives in Bnei Brak without air conditioning. I don't know, maybe now he has air conditioning, but for decades he lived in Bnei Brak without any air conditioning. And you have to be a crazy person to want to wear a wool beged in Bnei Brak in the summertime. Why would you put on an extra wool beged? And since it's not providing you any protection, it's not providing you any comfort, it's not providing you anything clothing normally provides you with, maybe it doesn't have a din of a beged. And if it doesn't have a din of a beged, then it's not chayv in tzitzis at all. Because in order for something to be chayv in tzitzis, it at least has to be a beged. So maybe it's not a beged at all if you live in a hot climate and you're putting on a wool garment. So that argument was addressed both by Rav Shlomo Zalman and by Rav Moshe and was absolutely rejected by both of them. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Halicha Shlomo, even if you're mitztayer b'luvishaso, machmas achom, less lanba, v'shapir mekayim ha-mitzvah. He says, you're definitely being mekayim the mitzvah. He says, let me ask you, in the summertime, are you getting hanas levisha from your cotton beged? In between your undershirt and your shirt and under your frock and whatever? Are you getting hanas levisha from that? No. Is there anyone that says that that you shouldn't make a bracha on your cotton tzitzis? There's no hanas levisha. You don't want another layer during the summertime. V'avablikein pashut demekayim ba mitzvah mvarech ha mitzvah tzitzis. Why? Because what makes it a beged is the fact that you are lovesh. It's not the fact that you're getting hana from it. It's the fact that you're wearing it. There's a Tosfos in Nidot of Samech Aleph and Beis that says, Tzitzis nami eina chay chayv bo imein bo hana'as levisha. Tosfos writes that if there's no hana'as levisha, the context of the Tosfos he discusses whether dead people should wear tzitzis. When we bury someone, should we bury them with tzitzis? Or can you bury them with the dalet kanfos without tzitzis on it? Is that going to be some sort of violation? So this is a discussion of mitzvos petelos lasu lavo, but Tosfos just raises a simple point. If there's no anas levisha, then there's no chiv tzitzis to begin with. So even if the dead person were alive, experiencing the clothing the same way he's experiencing them when he's dead, if that made any sense, then he would be part of tzitzis anyway, because he's not getting any anas levisha from it. Ooh, so it sounds like you need hanas levisha to be chayiv, says Rosh Zalman. I'm aware of that Tosfos. We don't hold like that Tosfos. He says, once something is worn as a beged, and that's what people wear, that's a beged, and therefore it becomes chayiv in tzitzis. Rav Moshe also addresses this claim in Igros Moshe Archaim Chel Gimel Simen Aleph, where he writes, "Bedavarim lelech betalis katan shel tzemer b'yam machamin sheshamik v'otaras harav me'echad she'ein ro'oi lilvosh b'shabes latzis bol rishus ramel karmelis mishum she'ein derech lelech beged tzemer b'yam machamin." Someone asked Rav Moshe, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to wear such tzitzis in Rosh Hashanah, in a place that doesn't have an Erev on Shabbos, because it's not a beged, and if it's not a beged, you stop carrying it around. He says, "Eino klum devadayu beged v'rashe leiluch bol Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos v'al beged mamish lo gazru af b'shvil chash shema b'nei chom yifshateu me'alav yavirenu b'yadav shudarach masoi." He says, what are you worried? The guy's going to take it off and he's going to carry it. We don't make any such gezeros on a beged. So he says, there's no doubt that one is that the tzitzis are called the beged, that the wool tzitzis is called the beged. So now, where does that leave us? We have the machlokes mechaber Ramah, whether cotton tzitzis are chayiv midaraisa or midarabanan. We paskin like the Ramah that they're chayiv midaraisa, and we said, well, but you want a tavol of bracha to be machmir for every day that exists. So nice, you could be machmir tavol of bracha. Should you be machmir dafka to wear cotton during the summertime, where it's less comfortable to wear wool? Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe reject any such claim. No, why should you be machmir dafka to wear cotton? Wool is also a baged. Wool is also chayv in tzitzis. So if there's no reason on earth to be machmir, to dafka wear cotton, or mekel or whatever, to dafka wear cotton, why is it that the Chazon Ish, the stipler. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, well, I just answered Rav Chaim Kanievsky because the Chazon Ish and the stipler didn't do it, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky is not going to do it either. But it's his uncle and his father. And the Vilna Gaon all wore cotton tzitzis. Meaning, these are people that are machmir for every chumra in the book and outside the book. You know, these are the Bali Nefesh, the Tavol of Bracha, Yachmir. You know, they're the ones that it's talking about. Rav Shachter just spoke at the Chag HaSmicha on YU on Sunday, and he was saying how, you know, the Mishnah Berurah says, in a lot of places, you know, Bal Nefesh should be Machmir. So he quoted from Rav Amital, the Zichrono Livracha, who used to say that, you know, every 15-year-old yeshiva bachur says, oh, Bal Nefesh should be Machmir. I hold myself a Bal Nefesh, I should be Machmir. He says, no, moron, it's not about you, it's about a real Bal Nefesh. So Rav Shachter said to the Musmachim, you should realize, now you're rabbis. Now you're the Bal Nefesh. Now you're supposed to be Machmir. If you want people to live at a certain, you want the Balabatim to live at a certain Madrega, you better be 10 Madregas higher. Because that's what it means to be a Bal Nefesh Machmir. Rav Shachter said that, we were talking to him on Friday, he said, what should I talk about at the Chag HaSmicha? So we said, you know, last time was great. 3 years ago he spoke and, you know, he gave real musr to the Rabbanim about how to behave and how to live on they have to hold themselves to a higher standard. He said, okay, so I'll say the same thing. And Imamish got up and said exactly the same thing, came out word for word. So one of the things that he I didn't know Talmidim have such influence, one of the things that he said was that Rabbanim, very often you find them preparing their shiurim during Chazar Sashatz. He says, why are you preparing your shiurim during Chazar? It's not stam learning during Chazar Sashatz. He says, that's what you do for a living. So if you're doing what you do for a living during Chazar Sashatz, why should the lawyer not do what he does for a living during Chazar Sashatz? Why should everybody else not do their malacha during Chazar Sashatz? Says, this one will be reading the stocks and this one will be reading. It's you're just doing what you do for a living. It's osa malachta. But anyway, so the gra wore cotton. So the gra is about nefesh, chaznish, the stipler. Why is that? So in the commentaries on the Maisa Rav of the gra, he tries to explain why it is that the gra did that. And there are five different explanations I found amongst the commentaries. One is that the gra would wear talis and tefillin all day. So not only was he wearing his talis katan, he was wearing his talis gadol all day. His talis gadol was definitely made out of wool. So he wanted to be mekayim both the mitzvah d'oraisa and the mitzvah d'rabbanon simultaneously. So in order to be mekayim both the mitzvah d'oraisa and the mitzvah d'rabbanon, he had one beggar that's only chayv midrabbanon, one beggar that's chayv midoraisa. Not really. One beggar that Ashkenazim holds is Chayv Da'oraisa, but some deos hold is only Chayv Midrava. So just as a possibility of being Mekayim Lo Sasser as well. Then he said that it used to be that the shirts that people would wear was made out of Pishtan. So he was being Machmir not to wear Tzemer directly on top of Pishtan because of Chashash Shatnes. So it was that was a chumrah that he kept, that even when two begadim, one over the other, and they're not fused into the same beged, that would be chashash shatnes. Okay, that's the second possibility. Third possibility, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazon Ish told him that the gra wanted to be mefarsim the halacha, that cotton sits are chayiv, that cotton beged is chayiv and sits midaraisa. And the Chazon Ish said, and that's why I do it also. Because people sometimes be mezalzel in the cotton, because they're going to think, oh, we heard something about, I see all the B'nai Yeshiva wearing wool, so maybe the cotton's not really chayv. No, so in order that people should know the cotton sits are chayv midaraisa, these gedolei olam wore cotton sits to let it be known. A fourth possibility, the Piskei Tshuvas quotes, that Rabbi Me'achenu B'nai Yisrael, Sheinu B'nai Torah, there are many people who are not such big Talmidei Chachamim. Lulei hayu yodim shegedolei Yisrael ishtamshum talis katan tzemer gefen vayuchoshum shechayavim lahak bedavka al tzemer kdei lotz tzidei chov vayunim non klal milachs talis katan ekev akoshi. If people were to get the impression that you're only really yotzei the mitzvah with wool tzitzis, they'll say, who needs this mitzvah? And they just won't wear tzitzis because it's going to be too challenging to be yotzei the mitzvah with wool tzitzis. So we want to, again, that idea of being mefarsim, but in this sense, to encourage people to wear tzitzis in the first place. And then the Sefer Likutim, that's quoted in the new editions of the Maaser Rav, he writes that the Gra said you should wear talis katan shel pishtan ki bezeh yachol lishmar ha-mitzvah kol yamav. Meaning that he wanted to wear the most durable material that he could find. So tzemer, I guess, we get sweated up too much and would start to smell or whatever. So whatever is the most durable material that's going to last him, because it wasn't so easy and cheap to find new begadim, I guess. I don't know if the grow was able to afford new begadim so often. So that's maybe why the grow was makbid dafka to wear cotton tzitzis. A practical reason. Which leaves us very little time to get to the issue of mesh tzitzis and whether they are chayiv. So there are four separate issues with mesh tzitzis, four separate concerns. So we'll just run through them quickly. One concern is whether begadim that are not made out of cotton, but rather are made out of rayon or nylon, synthetic materials, are chayiv and tzitzis at all. The halacha is, the Gemara Menachos tells us that a beged shel or, a beged made out of leather, is pater from tzitzis. Why? What's different about leather versus wool or cotton or anything else? Because leather is not made from strands that are woven together. It's one flat sheet of leather. You skin the animal and you shave it down, and that's one flat sheet of leather. Anything that's not woven together is not a beged. So leather is absolutely pater from tzitzis. Remember we started at the beginning, we said, when we discussed what's chayv daraisa, what's chayv darabanan, what's not chayv at all? The not chayv at all is leather. Cotton, machlokas, chayiv daraisa or darabanan, but definitely chayiv. Wool, definitely chayiv midaraisa. So, synthetic materials that can be made by without weaving fibers together might have a din of a beged or. There is a machlokas haposkim. What if it could be made without weaving fibers together, but in actuality, it is made by weaving fibers together? So some of the poskim say, well, what would you do if you cut leather into very thin strands and then wove it together? You made like a netting out of leather. Would it then be chayiv and tzitzis? Probably not. So the same thing by the synthetic material. It turns out that there are basically three shitos in poskim. Rav Moshe holds it's pater from tzitzis, even if it's woven together from strands. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Tzitz Eliezer, say it's chayiv and tzitzis if it's woven together, but pater from tzitzis if it's made in a way where it's just made as one flat sheet. And I'm not sure how the mesh tzitzis are made, whether they're made from woven strands or not. I assume they are. In the Chuvus Az Nidberu, Rav Binyamin Zilber says it's chayiv and tzitzis no matter what, because it's something that's typically used for begadim. People don't wear leather shirts. That's not a normal thing. That's why leather is not a beged. But anything that's normally used for begadim, that's normally a beged that a person would normally wear, is going to be chayiv and tzitzis. Those are the three deos. But that's one concern. If you hold like Rav Moshe, right off the bat, anything that's made out of a synthetic material automatically is not going to be chayiv and tzitzis. It will be bracha levatala, to say a bracha on it. A second concern is that it's not nasa mikidulei karka. We're not going to get into that concern now. A third concern is that it could be that any beged that's full of holes is not considered a beged. Meaning if the beged is, when I asked Rav Shachter about this, I said, because it's synthetic, he says, it doesn't bother me as much that it's synthetic. What bothers me is that it's part of meruba alomed, that there's more holes than there is material. Who wears a beged like that? That wouldn't qualify as a beged. Rabbi Naman Zilber, in the Chuvus Az Nidberu, Chelek Zayin, Simon and Gimel, brings a Mishnah in the 28th parak of Kalim as a raya. The Mishnah talks about a netted type of clothing. But he says, it's not a raya. It's talking about much bigger holes. These are tiny holes. Rabbi Naman Zilber thinks that this is not a problem, the fact that there are so many holes. Probably the most common problem is that most of the begadim that I've seen that are made out of mesh are way too small to be chayiv and tzitzis. I mean, there is a certain shear of the beged that it has to be a certain size in order to be chayiv and tzitzis. Many of the mesh ones, maybe because they're mostly made for kids, are way too small to actually have a chayiv tzitzis. At the end of the day, when Rabbi Gershon Kramer asked me, do I know of any posek, he assumed it would be a YU Rosh Yeshiva that holds that mesh tzitzis are okay. I said, I don't know of any YU Rosh Yeshiva, but Rabbi Yamin Zilber, Talmud the Chaznish, held this way. In his Shuvah Saz Nidberu, he held that mesh tzitzis are okay, and he writes, Libi Koev, it hurts my heart to have to argue on all these Gedolei Olam, but what can I do? And he says, and I have to assume, amazing what a tzaddik he was, that it was Chaznish, he's called Binyamin HaTzaddik. He says, I have to assume that before someone would start a company making such begadim, that they'd ask a shayla. So Mestama, whoever they asked, they learned the sugya well and came out with the maskana that it's chayiv and tzitzis. So we have one posek that holds this chayiv and tzitzis. I certainly would not make a bracha on such tzitzis though.